We'll see. You know, we'll get our first test against the Titans, and but you know, for right now, it's exciting having so many players on the team that can make plays and that have been successful in the NFL.
Can you talk about the excitement of finally getting things going on Sunday, first game with the Patriots?
You know, we'll see. You know, I don't. You know, it's not as far as. You know, I don't have any expectations or predictions. You know, we're going to prepare, and then we're going to go into the game and do our best to execute.
Brian, what's it like going into a team for the first time in a while that has the expectations the Patriots have in terms of the regular season, you know, because they've been so successful throughout all these years?
We just have to execute. I think that's what it comes down to, you know, and, you know, the expectations that we have on ourselves are way more important than any expectation from the outside. And I think that managing that and going out and performing like we know we can is the most important part of that.
How do you guys know what you can do because of the small sample size that you've all had together in the preseason? I know you kept saying, well, we'll see. But right. You're not sure just yet because you really haven't been out there.
Right. I mean, and it's just, you know, the practice film, being consistent and being good at the basics of the offense. I think that's what it comes down to. And when we get out on Sundays and all the things that we've put together to be successful, and you know, that's what it comes down to. So I think by me saying we'll see is a fair statement. Because we all haven't been out, you know, getting live action together.
Tom was just talking about just that maybe we don't have as many preseason game snaps, but the confidence is there. How would you describe or characterize your rapport right now with Tom?
Well, you know, it's building. And it's one of those things where the relationship is going to see more maturity during the season and as the season goes on. You know, that's when the confidence gets really built, but the practices have been well, and we've been making progress.
Brandon, playing for Bill Belichick, what were your expectations, and what's it turned out to be like?
I didn't have any expectations, and so far it's been a great learning experience, and sitting in the meetings, and I continue to learn more about football, the X's and O's, and how the game's ran situationally. So it's been a good experience.
There's no doubt he's in charge. He puts his mark all over everything, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is it a different experience than other teams have been on in terms of working with the coach?
You know, everybody's doing the best they can, you know, and everybody has different processes of how to go along doing that.
Is that why you don't have any expectations? Because you like the open book for, you know, no predetermined expectations. You just want to take Bill for what he's teaching you and leave it at that.
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity to be around a successful coach and even successful player. So, you know, just, you know, taking it all in and learning what I can learn and being able to apply that and to be productive.
Having Coach McDaniels here, did that help with the transition?
Yeah, he did. Coach McDaniels did a great job as a head coach, and the sharing of information and the sharing of the X and O's, and I can definitely see that pattern is here also.